The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Nothing says summer like a rich, creamy ice cream float from Skyline. Made with two scoops of fresh vanilla ice cream and your choice of Barq's Root Beer, Barq's Red Cream Soda, or any of their Coke products. At participating Skyline locations while supplies last.
Goddamn.
Guys, we just got back from a whole East Coast tour. It was insane. If you didn't get a chance to see us live on tour, you can also see us live on your freaking TV screens, your phone, your laptop, whatever you goon to. We're doing our first ever live stream show with special guest Riley Reed. And two other guests we haven't announced yet on Moment.
And they're huge and they're special and we're very, very excited, okay? We're opening up a hotline. Did you hear what I said? We're opening a hotline, which is 1-805-214-8034 for fans to call into and leave questions that, you know, we'll be answering on the live show.
We'll also be taking live questions from the chat during the whole thing.
Yeah, we are.
An after party segment where it's just like kind of me and Greg. We're only talking to you guys in there. Get your tickets to tune into this live interactive show on January 23rd. It is a Thursday. You can get them at moment.co/stiffsocks. That is moment.co/stiffsocks. Check the link in the description. You don't want to miss this. We're going to be running the same show we did on tour, but with you guys, we had such a freaking blast. You're going to see the clips start coming out, but golly, it's going to be great.
S-A-T, more like S-H-I-T. God damn!
I'm telling you about how my sister broke her hymen.
I remember where I was when he died.
I was next to him. I was showing him my asshole.
Imagine the first guy to put Subway Surfer underneath his wife's birth canal.
Did you just come out the closet, bro?
Guys, we're on tour and we're in our bunk beds right now. I'm right across from Michael.
What a beautiful man you are.
Sup, man?
We're literally, I don't think they fully understand. If you're listening, that's totally cool.
Go but and watch
go
the
to
video.
YouTube and look at this freaking frame that we have happening right now. It is hilarious. We're on bunk beds. We're a full grown human being. Well, I'm not fully grown. I'm 5'8". But a fully grown human being.
Still have some watering to do.
Dude, yeah, what happened? Maybe my mom's tits didn't have enough fucking calcium.
God, tits are great.
Tits are great. But my sister's like, my sister's 5'7".
Well, you know what's really sad? And I have two thoughts here. One, I'm dangerously horny.
What does that mean to you?
Like, you said it the other day, and I can't stop thinking about it. You're like, I think I forgot what vagina feels like.
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Like,
dude,
honestly,
I've been
at this
gone.
Point-
I'm sorry. I've been gone for... At this point, I've been away from vagina that I can legally fuck for 15 days.
Yeah, I'm up there, man.
Dude, no pussy.
Dude, I hear you. I'm literally coming up on like a month.
With nothing?
Yeah.
With no P in the V.
No P in the V.
Dude, I don't.
I'm in these trenches.
I mean, I've been jerking off every, I didn't jerk off last night, but I've been jerking off every single night in a bunk. Like I'm a 12-year-old boy.
And you said you were going to last the whole time. You're like, I'm going to try and go 12 nights, no jerk.
There's
first
no way.
Night, amen. Unpacking a lot of things here. So you've jerked off within an arm's reach?
Yep.
Pretty much an arm's reach of me.
Less than an arm's reach. How does it make you feel?
Feels great.
I think it's okay. You know what I think? This whole thing is just a massive bonding experience. And I think the closer I get to my cock, the closer we all get to each other.
The great Gandhi once said.
Gandhi used to sleep with kids, so I think we're fine.
Did he really?
Dude, he used to be bathed by 11-year-olds. And they're like, oh, Gandhi's so smart.
But they're
short.
They can't reach all the good shit.
I mean, that's why they're in the bathtub with him. Gabe, bring it up.
He would test himself. He would be around a lot of hot girls, and then he would
what type of Brian Johnson experiment?
Yeah. and he would check if he would get hard or not. That's a fact.
Also, bro. Jack is underneath me right now talking about getting harder. I don't know if I feel good about that.
His name is Jack Harder.
Some Gandhi facts.
So wait, he really was like a diddler?
I don't know if he would diddle, but what he would say, what he would have like just like young youth around him and if he would get hard.
Who was the first guy to lead this revolution? Pee Wee Herman?
What revolution do you speak of, sir?
Just celebrities being weird and fucking getting off to not okay stuff.
Sir, it started before they had sound on movies. I mean, if you're an actor.
Charlie Chaplin?
Yeah. You think Charlie Chaplin diddled a kid or once or twice silently? Dude.
God.
First of all, he was, no, the first diddle was definitely during Shakespeare time.
Think?
Yeah, they had little boys be girls on the fucking, on the plays.
Why? They didn't have enough girls back then?
I don't think they were allowed to leave the house.
God, dude, we're about to have girls be boys on this fucking tour bus.
I'm about to, what?
Boys be girls on the tour bus. We're about to have boys be girls on this tour bus. I can't even think straight. I'm so horned up.
Hold on.
No, because there's so many guys on this tour bus that, like, if one of you guys, you know, put a wig on and put a C cup somewhere where I could see them. Hold up. I just like.
Dude, you need all that? If you wear one pair of Under Armours, I'm beaten up.
What's the Under Armour going to do?
Just, I mean, it's just tight clothing. It's just tight clothing, I mean.
One. Oh, those are my Skims?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
Isn't
that's
that funny?
Awesome.
Under Armour, dude, Skims.
Yeah.
Do they call it Skims because their name is Kim? Am I an idiot?
Skim milk? Thin?
Dude, my girl, all right. My girl be loving Skims.
Oh, yeah.
Women and I love to take Skims. Them Skims off.
Dude, the craziest thing is when girls take their clothes out of the dryer and you're like, is this for a Barbie?
Dude, I sometimes
tiny.
Tiny. I have to fold my girl's clothes sometimes and I
get
literally
to. Come on now.
Don't know. Thank you. I don't know what I'm doing. It's like, this is for Stuart Little.
Them bitches shrink in the dryer, but then they just bring them to life. It's like one of those dinosaurs you put in water and expands overnight.
It's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. I'm like, how do you get that on? Your fat ass. Respectfully.
Who got more ass, Stuart Little or Ratatouille?
Definitely Stuart Little.
Stuart Little be pounding cooties.
Ratatouille. That's the craziest thing somehow you've ever said on the show.
Yo, what's that mean that you always talk about?
Stuart Little gunned down in Chicago. Hawk 2 gunned down in Minneapolis. Dude, there's so much to talk about.
Oh, I'm so
Hawk
sorry.
2 is going to jail for a meme coin.
Good.
There's feet right next to you.
Fuck her. She's on one episode of Howie Mandel, right to jail.
I honestly think that there's like a manager who's just using her name and likeness and just running it up with her name.
Yeah, I know exactly who it is. I met him.
How short is he?
How?
Yeah.
Oh, how short?
Yeah.
Nah, he's not that short. He's like probably 5'11".
Wow.
He seemed like a nice guy. I don't know.
See, you know what's fucked about growing is one day you hit your max height and you don't even know it.
Yeah, I was like 9.
But you think your body would be like ding ding loading or like you could celebrate because you're always like in high school being like, oh man, when I hit my growth spurt, and your body's like, when?
Bro.
You already did.
Dog, I told my varsity coach during summer league, we had exit interviews. And he
what
was
interviews?
Like, exit interviews.
I think he said eggs interviews.
Hey, good evening.
Bring in scrambled.
And I told him, I was like, listen, coach, when I hit that growth spurt, man, it's going to be over.
And you were dead ass serious.
Didn't smile one time. I was dead fucking serious. Dude, I didn't grow one more inch. Bitch. What the fuck?
So sad.
Michael, that actually happened to me too.
Seriously?
Yeah, but not to me. My dad introduced himself to the coach. Okay. And the coach went, oh, you're only 6 foot.
Oh, funny.
He thought I was going to go to the league, but then he found out my dad wasn't as big as...
That's
he
so
thought
funny.
You were going to go to the league?
I was good.
You'd be League of Legends, you fuck. Dude, I have to tell the story about last night.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the funniest, the funniest tour bus moment. It's been pretty mundane on the bus, just guys hanging, maybe a couple drinks, couple J's or whatever. But last night, it's about 3:30 in the morning. Everybody calls it. Jack goes to bed early. Jack Irish goodbye. Jack just fucking control deletes himself from conversations. Mm-hmm. He just diddles away into his little bunk. But it's about 3:30 in the morning, I took melatonin, and I had earplugs in because the bus, the hum is loud. About 4 a.m., I swear to God, I hear, ah! So what happens Jack had a bad dream, and I'll let him talk about it. Yeah. He had a nightmare, and these bunks are maybe 2 feet high. So he sprung up out of bed, slams his head, gets mad that he slams his head, and then punches a wall. Maybe the most Philly combination ever.
I mean, it like, so what I heard on my side was I heard like no getaway screamed like he was a Viking. No getaway, and then two massive thuds. And I turned and I thought it was Trevor. And in my head, I just moved the curtain because we have like bunks and there's like little curtains on the bunks, whatever. And so I opened the curtain and Trev's bunk is like right next to mine. And I'm thinking that it's Trevor. And in my dumb, sleepy head, I just poke my head out and I just look for movement. And then there's no movement. So I go, all right, everything's fine. That is the opposite of what I should think. If there's no movement,
yeah,
someone's dead. Man. And so Jack, what actually happened to you?
And
your
also
head?
Nobody checked.
No one checked.
I was in the middle of a deep melatonin sleep. I felt my bed move. Because when his head hit above me, that's right in my back.
It's so loud.
So it was like a sneeze, like, ah!
So loud.
It was so quick. And if it was anybody else but Jack, I would have been like, wait, are they having a seizure or a stroke? But like, just, I'm like, this is Jack being Jack.
Goddamn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Nothing says summer like a rich, creamy ice cream float from Skyline. Made with two scoops of fresh vanilla ice cream and your choice of Barq's Root Beer, Barq's Red Cream Soda, or any of their Coke products. At participating Skyline locations while supplies last.
Goddamn.
Not one person checked. There's eight people on this bus. Not one person checked on me.
I didn't know what happened. Someone screamed and it sounded like Trevor.
It was so embarrassing.
Were you embarrassed in the moment?
Oh, yeah.
How long did it take you to go back to sleep? Were you just laying there for like 5 seconds. Minutes?
No, just 2 seconds.
2 seconds? He has brain bleed right now. He's so going to fucking fall asleep the rest of his life tomorrow.
So did you wake up yelling or like?
I woke up mid-yell.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, fuck, this is going to be so embarrassing.
So then you got up and then your head hit this and then you punch a ball out of anger?
Yeah.
That's the funniest
part.
But
did you yell as you were getting up, or you yelled and then you smashed your head?
Mid yell, I woke up.
I understand.
Like, yeah.
But the yell, you were like moving and yelling at the same time and then banged your
yes.
head?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So it was like this.
And then bang, and yeah. then you were pissed.
Yeah.
And then you hit the wall. Yeah.
And here we are before the tour going around and be like, does anybody here snore? It's like, this motherfucker has night terrors.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, you didn't volunteer that information, dude.
I did not. Yeah, I haven't had a night terror in a very long time. I think it's because I haven't had dreams in about 5 days, 5-6 days. That shit. Okay, so the dream was.
Who's that diagnosed by? Reddit? Yeah. Dude, if you do that tonight, I'm just going to brush up and just start wailing on.
The dream
I'll give you something to worry about.
Oh my God.
What was the dream?
The dream was so real. It was a guy trying to get onto our bus, and I was trying to protect everybody.
Let him on. I'm trying to fuck.
Yo. I was trying to protect everyone, and then he grabbed me by the ankles and took me away, and that's when I screamed like a little girl. And
did your head hurt in the morning?
Nah, that shit always hurts.
You ever been to a Kaiser Permanente, dude?
I mean,
what?
I mean, dude, what do you mean your head always hurts? I can't believe we trust you with this podcast. Your head always hurts? Dude, does it really?
Yeah.
Fuck, bro.
The CT is not a joke.
I know. You just gave yourself more last night.
Dude. We met your family yesterday. They're all like replicas of you.
But they're all, they are so, they're replicas, but they're all so they're sweet.
Like a, great. They're like, oh, this is a Pennsylvania family.
Bro, I have a joke about abortion. Your dad goes, I love that abortion joke. And then fucking tagged it. He goes, this is my favorite part. First thing he said to me. Love this guy. He's fucking the best. It was electric.
It was great. Especially on a Sunday, it was great. But thank God the fucking Eagles won today. I think had they lost, it still would have been fun, but there would have been some people that are like, the second you bring it up, they'd be like, don't fucking talk about it.
Bro, we lied, or maybe it was Trev. I don't know who said it. I think it might have been Trev. Lied and said, told everyone, fucking 1,800 people that in Philly, that Jack was a Dallas fan. They booed him for a minute straight.
And then this guy goes full fucking alpha mode and starts the Eagles chant. E-A-G. I'm like, I don't think he can spell it all.
Oh, God.
That was great, man. Thank God. Did you talk about the Eagles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I opened with, thank God you guys won. Imagine how sad this crowd would be trying to do crowd work on them. Hey, man, what do you do for a living? He's like, I'm going to kill myself. Asking somebody what they do for a living, that being a response. I'm gonna kill myself. Oh, is that hourly?
Oh man, yeah. You got salary? What's up? What's the healthcare like? Someone make a CEO joke right now.
Oh, I did on stage.
Holy shit! I mean, what a fun show. This whole tour's been so goddamn fun. You know what's not fun? Not fucking. What's happening?
I know.
I mean, I'm literally going to punch a hole in this wall. I'm going to fucking give Jack a nightmare. He's going to punch a hole in the wall. I'm going to shove a goddamn fleshlight in it.
Dude, you know how venues have a runner?
I love where your head's at.
A runner is just somebody that the venue hires, and they're just like on call for whatever you need. They grab food. They stock the green rooms. I wish they had like a runner, but like a girlfriend. Because they know how many tours come through. But it's like, oh, yeah, man. Or the runner's like, oh, did you want a girlfriend for the day? I'm like, not even on some like sexual shit. Just like somebody scratched my back after my set. I'm like, great set. Maybe a neck kiss. Then fuck.
Did you just come out the closet, bro?
What?
A neck kiss. Give me head. That tag didn't work. Trying to talk about fucking scorpions. Didn't work.
Oh.
And the thing is, man, you can hire a girlfriend for a day. It's about $500. It's called a prostitute. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I want a prostitute that's like, actually, I just want
You ever seen Pretty Women?
No.
Pretty Woman, I mean?
I don't think so.
Is it Pretty Women or Pretty Woman? Woman, thank you. Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah, that's what he did. That's what he did, and then he fell in love.
Great premise.
Yeah, see, that's what great premise. Have you? I was going to literally just ask you again if you've seen that movie. I wish we had a screen. I want to show you what Julia Roberts looked like in that movie.
I could show you.
She was insane. I mean, she's still so actually hot. A very beautiful woman, but like, she was, I mean, bro, I mean, crazy. Do you like curly hair on a lady?
Yeah.
Crazy. These bouncy curlettes.
All the Julias were running it up. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let me see, please, Jack.
Yeah.
I mean, insane.
That's a girl that would make me like quit my hobbies.
What you know, hobbies? Like, you don't have any.
I'm saying, but like, he's a defensive man.
because I know I don't. So it's
but I'm saying,
you.
Like, if I was in that movie and I like love building trains, and she was like, "Stop building trains," I'm like, "Yeah." Like, I would alter my life for a woman like that.
Would you?
I don't. No, not if I was me now. But like, if I was just a dude in the movie.
Oh, yeah. If I was doing the movie and I like to paint dinosaurs in the basement, I'd probably quit that.
I just want to meet a real pottery class with like clay on her face. And she's like,
an art bitch?
Yeah, but like, she's only doing it because she's tired of going to AA so often.
You want an AA girl?
Dude, I don't know.
Excuse me? She just loves cigarettes and coffee.
I just want to like go into a pottery class, like, I'm not even, I'm just out there. I'm just trying to express my, you know, just be a creative man. And I walk in and she's got clay on her face and she's mm-hmm. like, oh, sorry, I look like this. Like, I probably look like a mess, don't I? And I'm like, no, it's actually cute. And she goes, okay, well, I'm Bridget.
Bridget's an attractive name.
And then I was like, ah, okay. And then I don't see her for like six classes and I get on my head. And I'm like, did she leave?
Right.
And then I bump into her at the market and I make a line about like, whoa. You look so different without clay on your face. How about cum?
You think that's going to work?
No. I lost faith in it.
I think this girl went to NYU for 2 years. And she dropped out because she had one painting bought by the Met. And she's going to make it. And she's been spending the last 7 years trying to get another painting bought, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I love that. I don't know.
She smells like mango.
Hair's up and like held with chopsticks in the back.
You know, oh, yeah. And they're not even like chopsticks. They're like, they're like paint. What are they, paintbrushes?
I don't even know.
I'm so dumb. I couldn't remember paintbrushes. God damn it.
What did I say earlier? Instead of nightmare?
Night dreams.
Night dreams.
This motherfucker tried to say nightmare. She said night dreams.
Listen, I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Dreams are so fucking dumb.
Michael, it just dawned on me. You've been not using lotion while you jerk off.
I know. I've been so down bad. My fucking penis feels like a goddamn porcupine.
Are you going to go for day 5?
What?
Jerk off?
No, I didn't jerk off last night. I think I'm over it.
Ooh.
You're over it?
I think I'm over it. It's so dumb. My phone gets too hot. There's not enough fucking room. I need just like a nice laptop and some lotion.
Dude, you could laptop it up. The bus is loud when it's driving.
It is, but I don't have enough. Like, dude, there's not enough, wideness to get up. I need space.
Dude, hit the goon room in the back.
I can't believe you jerked off right there. It's too nerve wracking.
I was nervous. I was very nervous.
I would need to lock it for sure. I can't just full out spread out there.
But the lock's almost more attention. Because if you're backed in here, like the lock hit.
Yeah. Goddamn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I don't know. I've also thought about cranking one in the bathroom on the bus, but that's too obvious. It's like, oh, man, he's brushing his teeth for 12 minutes.
Yeah. Is that? I didn't know he had an electric toothbrush. Doesn't. It's just a fucking dildo.
Electric toothbrush in your ass. Have you ever tried that?
In my ass?
Yeah.
No, but I could definitely feel it like on my balls. I would definitely do it there.
Colgate on your nuts?
Yeah, just like the actual place, the part you hold.
Yeah.
To just put it right, like kind of on your taint and your little bit of balls. I would definitely do that.
That's awesome.
I'll definitely do that and tell my mom about it.
Tell your dentist about it. He's like, man, I do not recommend that. What the fuck do they be recommending?
They don't
9 out of 10 recommend. Who's the other one? Who's the 10th dentist? It's like, man, y'all should do heroin. Crack. I don't give a shit. Eat nerd's rope.
I don't give a fuck. I'm about to lose my license anyways. Who wants to be a dentist? Dude, dentists be weird. Looking at fucking everyone's mouth all the time, the time. It's odd. It's an odd job to pick.
Wasn't there a submission on the show about a dentist? Like, fell in love or something?
Oh, right. He tried to, like, game the patient up while her mouth is open or whatever.
Yeah.
That's an odd thing to do.
Rizz up a girl with your fingers in her mouth. Yeah, man. So, can you go deeper than this?
Guys, I've been into dreams now after last night. What's the scariest dream you've ever had?
So many.
I don't have, I can't remember my dreams, man. I can't remember most stuff. It's pretty
my
scary.
My dreams are I remember a trailer the next morning or a fan edit. You know when somebody edits a clip of you and they put K-pop music behind it? And it's a bunch of flash photos of you. That's what my dreams are like the next morning.
You ever done a dream journal?
No. You?
I have. I did it for a week. It was actually very interesting. But the problem is, as soon as I have a dream journal, I don't dream. But I had my first therapist told me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could find it.
What do you think these bars straight ahead are for? Do you see those by your feet?
Where?
For that? Is that for an iPad? Because you could definitely go to Cranktown USA with those.
Where? Oh, an iPad. Dude, I was thinking about actually buying an iPad for this trip.
If you have an iPad with this, you know how those phone cases have little suction cups on them?
Oh my God.
If you have an iPad with a suction cup?
Dude, if you open my
bunk. That's an IFAP right there.
It's, dude, something suctioned. You ever gone to a girl's bathroom as a suction cup dildo?
Bro, did I ever tell you the time when I went to this porn star's bathroom? And
why were you at a porn star's bathroom?
Oh, just hanging out.
All right. Just friend?
Study. And this is before we hooked up. I think I had to pee. And I walk in there. And there was like forearm width dildos, all suction cup ones. And I was like, man, if you're used to this, get ready to downsize. I know you're used to an Explorer. Here's a Kia Soul. In the sink.
In the sink?
Any sex? Yeah, it was in the sink. Like she was washing them.
I mean, dude, that's their job.
Isn't it crazy that you've never been a girl's biggest dick?
You don't know that.
You have no idea.
If a girl loses her virginity to me and then gets hit by a bus.
It's true. But the bus is bigger than you, though.
Were you guys ever someone's first?
No. I've never taken
a couple times.
You've taken girls' virginities?
A couple times.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It's not great.
All right, Mikey V card.
It's not great.
All right,
man.
Mikey V card heading down to Red Bank, New Jersey tomorrow.
Talking about Red Bank, that's what the Buzzy League does. God damn.
Is that true?
What?
Like when you have sex with a virgin?
No, both times, no. But I mean, it does happen if you break the hymen. Mm. Hymen, which is my daughter's name. hymen is crazy.
Knowing that that's capable, that you can break the hymen with your D, don't you try to do that?
Yeah, but sometimes it's already broken.
It's like you got a Wonder Ball down
my
there.
My fucking sister, that's her name. My sister.
Weird segue.
No, I'm
talking
just,
about fucking a girl's hymen, you got my sister.
I'm telling you about how my sister broke her hymen. I'd like to continue now.
Why did she tell you this?
She broke it on a bicycle seat.
Dude, this tour bus has probably had like Incubus on it, and we're over here talking about Michael's sister's hymen breaking.
This is more interesting than fucking Incubus. You want to fuck about some Incubus emo bitch fucks? I hate it. I don't even know who they are. I literally don't know who they are.
And they're like Diet Creed.
Are they?
I don't know.
Is there something more diet than Creed?
Creed is great.
Dude, did Creed just talk about Jesus?
I think so.
That's so awesome.
It's really great to rebrand because everything's written. It's like, oh, I'm just going to rap about the Bible. All right. But then you rap once about like shooting people and selling drugs. Like Trevor didn't actually do that. Sorry, go ahead. Your sister's hymen.
Yeah, she broke it on a bicycle seat.
Dude, I've heard that before from other people. This other comedian who's so great and awesome, a good friend of mine, Audrey Stewart, broke her hymen on a bike seat.
Man, dude, it happens, bro.
Do you think that bike seat was like, yeah, goddamn right?
Oh, yeah. Take this big ass bike seat, bitch. She's seven.
So how did she bring that up in conversation to you?
What do you mean?
Michael's face was the bike seat. All right, sorry. Sorry.
Like, how did she bring that up?
I honestly don't know, but I know for sure that it happened. I don't know how she brought it up. I think she were at Thanksgiving. She's like, pass the turkey. Also.
Trevor, do you know how your sister
I don't even think he knows his sister's middle name.
Dude, I'm trying to think like how close my family is. Like a good way to describe it. It's like somebody you ran into from high school years later.
That's hilarious.
Oh, what's up? How are you? Good. Yeah, all right. Well, I'll see you at dinner. No, we're close. I text my parents every day.
No, I was going to say, you're so close to your parents.
I was always curious, like, where you get your nipples from.
Me specifically?
How the fuck? Dude, this is why I love this
podcast. No. Just sister, brother. Like,
this is why I love this podcast. Genetics. We just went from my sister losing her hymen on a bike seat to Trevor having a real moment to try to articulate what his relationship is with his sister. And the next fucking question is, I wonder how we got our nipples.
This is why
this podcast is so fucking great.
This guy's still seeing fucking Looney Tunes stars above his head from smashing his head on 100%. The
100%. Guy's fucking head's a Mario star in less than 19 minutes.
You yelled and then banged your head on the ceiling. That's like the most simplistic human like form right there.
That's why I know you're going to be a good dad. I think Jeff's going to be an incredible dad.
Fuck.
You know who's
going to
be the best dad on this goddamn bus? Zach.
Yeah, Zach'd be great.
Dude.
Have so much passion for his son. Like, his son like had like a bad day. Dude, he's a good dad in the way that like a soup commercial has a good dad. That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes
perfect sense. You know, it's always like this son, it's like, yeah, you played your heart out there today. Speaking of heart, have a hearty bowl of Campbell's. They put it on there. The fact they're doing ads for soup is hilarious.
I mean, it sells itself.
It's fucking soup.
It's soup, dude. These motherfuckers still have an ads about popsicles. Bitch, they're cold. We know. That should be the fucking slogan. Bitch, they're cold.
There's so many things that when they run ads, you're like, we didn't need this. Yeah. Fucking Yoplait yogurt? Oh, thanks. Just a white guy dunking on a 7-foot hoop. Yoplait.
Has everything been created and then
you hit your head too hard?
I know. I'm fucking up.
No, what did you say?
Like, has everything been created food-wise?
I've thought that before.
And then, like, they just have to market it different?
Or yeah, yes and no. It's just like everything else. It's just like fucking music. It's just like comedy. It's everything's been said before. Everything's been said. All your ideas been done. But that's why they're making Dune 12. It's all been fucking done. Dude, they're making a Harry Potter TV show. What the fuck is happening?
Fast and the Furious 97. But I think they keep recreating what's already been made, but branding it as new. Like, there's a new Apple at the store every 6 weeks.
I thought
Honeycrisp was Apple.
Oh, Apple.
I thought Honeycrisp was like the final evolution. I thought there was a final form of apples. And now there's other ones. There's Crips apples?
Yeah, there's iOS apples. I'm crushing.
You're just always tweaking it a little bit.
I mean, you have to. It's like, but all tequila, same. Just different. Water. Water's the same, Jack.
The craziest one.
Water.
There you go.
Water.
Every fucking water is water. The goddamn same. And they're like, what about, it's wrapped in gold. It's wrapped in white. It's in a box. Yeah. It's in an aluminum can. Shadow Liquid Death.
It's, they're just changing the packaging. Packaging is everything. I'm a sucker for that.
Dude, why do you think we buy clothes? We're just putting ourselves packages in different packaging. I still got a small dick, but these fucking jeans are cool.
Yeah, but I got chrome heart on, ho.
Exactly. Look at these fucking Timberland boots, bitch.
It is crazy.
My dick is the same size.
You can just change people's holy shit, I hit my head. You can just change people's perception of you with clothes. We're all walking down the street, dick out, you like, but that's, to your point, it's crazy.
Yeah, dude, getting a haircut, you're getting a rebrand.
I watch these TikToks where they like,
You missed me.
Imagine the hierarchy if you didn't have clothes on.
I beg your pardon.
Getting a haircut is like a rebrand. This is the best thing I ever said on this fucking show.
That is.
Yeah. All right. I just want some validation.
That was great.
Now you can continue with your point. I'm so sorry.
I don't think you heard me. Such a funny thing to just say. We've just been snapping on the crowd if a joke doesn't land on the podcast portion. It's
my
favorite
thing.
Let's go back and break that down. Why did that hit?
It's my favorite thing.
I don't think you heard me.
Goddamn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Goddamn.
But dude, why do companies always rebrand their logo? Like, for fucking what? Sweetgreen has a new logo. I didn't give a fuck about the first one.
It does sort of make a little bit of sense when they're just using it to just like be like, oh, we can advertise in a new way. Look at this cool fucking thing. Bro, you still got lettuce.
Yeah.
It's the same lettuce.
Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts just went straight to Dunkin', I think, right?
Yeah, why? They got... Oh, I know why. I read an article. They go, because we have more than donuts. Hey, bitch, we already know.
Oh,
we
wow.
We already know.
They're trying to be on their Starbucks shit.
100%. 100%.
The fact that they make you grab a D when you open the doors. I guarantee there's 20% of Philly guys that pull up to that place and they're like, I ain't touching that shit. to just wait till the girl opens it and goes, no homo.
That was the funniest fun. As soon as they go, pause, they walk in, pause.
I can't, it's the same thing when my brain sees the number 69. I can't not think about that. So when I walk up and I see one door, it says D, I'm like, dick. But double D is tits.
Oh yeah,
Philly. So you have to open it with two. You have to open it like the boot barn. You just have to rip it open with both hands.
That's so funny. Oh my fucking god, dude!
It's hilarious. It's hilarious to be homophobic over Dunkin' Donuts. Like if one D falls off, the guy's like, "I'm not going in.
I can't go in, honey. I have to go to Starbucks." What happened? A D fell off.
So I have a question for you guys. This is the first time I've been on stage ever in my life. My pee-pee gets really, really tiny.
Really tiny.
Is that normal?
It's very normal.
Okay, good.
I guess, like, I never thought about it, but there's no way I'm up there like, yeah, I'm hung right now.
No, dude, so tiny. You know how I know? Because I have to readjust my boxer briefs almost every single time before they go on.
Right before I go pee before a show, I think that might be the smallest I ever am.
I know.
But think about it. It's like a little dog whimpering before like a party. Like if there's a big party at your house, your dog knows, and it's like whimpering in the corner.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's actually great. Yeah. Well, it's like, it's a fight or flight. You don't want a big fucking hog when you're fighting a jaguar. You know what I mean? It's just extra things for him to chop off.
It's true. I would like to know that, like, when you're crushing,
we're crushing with Sam.
Good. When we're crushing, does your dick ease up a little bit?
I don't think so. I think it gets even smaller.
That's so funny.
I really do. I really do, man. It's just like, dude, I've never... If I had to take my cock out in the middle of a set, dude, I think I'd have to move countries.
God damn, man.
And that's what we're talking about, having clothes on. I think the hierarchy would be very different if no one had clothes on. Like, yeah. The president would be different. CEOs would be different.
I'll tell you what, Kamala would
NBA
won.
Would be the same.
Jack, how have you liked performing up there?
Oh, yeah, good question.
Like, I think your confidence has come a long way. I mean, you're fucking chanting the Eagles chant tonight. Like, I mean, that might have just been the CTE lingering, but like, have you known have you felt the confidence go and like,
yeah, the confidence, it's just every day is easier. I'm sure you guys have the same feeling when you started open mics to It's also, it's a little different with this because everything is so random. There's like not really a set thing that we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
So like, I don't know. It's nuts.
How would you explain the rush of like endorphins when like
God.
when you hit like a good laughter or a good pop?
Oh yeah, when it's I like hit the soundboard and I go, what the hell?
So
that's
funny.
All I do. I'm just sound guy.
Bro, but your timing on those have gotten so good.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So good.
God damn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
God damn.
It really just makes it feel like a full show. And not just like talking shit to the audience, where it's like you and I are just riffing. It's like there's that, there's the slideshows, there's sounds and shit. It's like, oh shit, there's a producer there. It's not just like us together.
Yeah, Jack, did you were you like crazy nervous before the tour?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I didn't. There's no way to explain it other than crazy nervous. Even if you like you try to trick your brain into thinking that you can do this, but at the end of the day, it's like when you get on stage, you just have to be like, it is what it is.
Well, you can prep as much as you want, and then exactly. Like when you're up there, shit just is constantly changing.
Yeah, you just got to be yourself, and that's all you can do.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I honestly respect you like 100x for even just being good with doing it. Like, I didn't even, like, when we, like, were, like, making the show, whatever, I didn't even think about, like, you've never been on stage before. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I never even thought about it. I was like, you'll be here, and you'll be in front of whatever the fuck. Never. And for you to just be like, all right, I guess I'm going to do this, is, like, really cool.
I think at the end of the day, it's like, you can't fuck up, or I don't know how to say this. that I can even talk. How
you I mean, probably before last night, you probably could put this together.
Yeah.
It's like slow Wi-Fi in his brain right now.
Yeah.
Just spotty.
What were you going to say, Jake?
You have to perform, so there's no second option. You can't just freeze.
There's no right. second take. It's
right.
It's the stand-up is the best form. It's just like it's so great. Because if you're filming, you're like, all right, let me take that again. Wait, hold on, let me just. But like when you're forced to just deliver on the moment, it's mm-hmm. like your body grabs every inch of yeah. its performer side yeah. to deliver. It's really great.
I think you become a better performer though when you sort of realize there are kind of second takes, because you can deliver something, even if it was what we just did, right? If you deliver something and it doesn't go well, you'd be like, hey, fuck you, hey, listen. Like, there
yeah,
is,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, that just takes like years of whatever confidence, yeah.
But even just like walking out and you're like, whatever. If it doesn't get that big of a pop, well, I guess you could. I don't know. There's really no rules to it, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, truthfully, dude, for us, like, we've never done a live pod. I mean, we did like two of them.
Yeah.
But like, riffing like that when we're used to doing something like by ourselves,
yeah,
it's different.
It is very different, but it's fun to see it like kind of shape and take its like more so final form
yeah.
over the shows. I think we've done 7 so far.
Yeah,
plus the 2 in LA, so mm-hmm. 9, and then we did a few before. But this feels like a full, well-rounded show where you're like, oh yeah, they could definitely tour that.
Yeah, oh, we feel dude. I mean, we've done like maybe 2 or 3 or maybe even 4 iterations of the show. And what it is now is just, I'm so happy with it. It's so loose. It's just like what you guys are listening to. It's just like, yeah, it's just like kind of all over the place in the best way. So, yeah, I think this is the best iteration. And it's the most fun for us, I think, too.
Oh, yeah. Just because it's like, not being up there alone. If you're up there alone, it's like, you're like, great, I have my set. I have my set list. I can deliver these jokes. Mm-hmm. I can veer right, I can veer left, but I can always deliver back to the set. But it's like, mm-hmm. if we're just up there reading bucket pulls that are crazy from people writing in, it's like, if I don't got it, you got it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if I don't have any words on that,
yeah.
swing it to right over and vice versa. So it's, you're not quite up there alone. Like if Jack was up there alone just doing the buttons, what the hell? People would just be like, yeah. this one escaped.
Yeah, that is, I don't know if you were alone, I don't think I could do anything, but it definitely helps that you guys are up there, obviously. Oh, yeah.
Were you more or less nervous the fact that it was Philadelphia?
Oh, less. Complete. This was my favorite because I knew that I could just say go birds and everything would be okay.
I swear to God, dude, I said it earlier in my set, but I'm like, you say go birds and you can just get out of anything. Like, yeah, if you get pulled seriously. Over by a cop, you're like, go birds. The cop's like, you know what? Get
oh,
out
yeah.
of here.
You know what? I don't care about the kid in the back seat.
That kid has a fucking duct tape on his mouth.
Yeah.
Are you saying call home? No, he's saying go birds, officer. All right.
Oh,
it's
man.
Crazy. Like, L.A. does not really give a fuck about their football team. Well, they kind of do, but, like, it's L.A. proper, feels like it does.
Yeah, like Lakers maybe, but yeah, but it's like, West Hollywood don't give a fuck about. Yeah. You know?
But even like, I don't know. It's like you go to Fresno. Like, who you, I don't know, actually. Because the whole state of Pennsylvania is either Steelers or Eagles. And it's like everybody has a thought on it for the most part.
Yeah.
You might be 10%. Like, I don't really watch sports. But like pretty much everyone's like, well, my family's in Eagles.
Yeah.
So you yell, go birds. I mean, these motherfuckers went ballistic.
Ballistic. I think there's something about East Coast.
Yeah.
They give a fuck about sports. And I'm not sure if it's like the weather or whatever, or even just like it's ingrained in like generations and generations of people, or maybe it's just more blue collar or whatever. But like East, man, East Coast people, dude, my whole family's fucking diehard Washington, whatever the fuck the name is now, football team, Commander, Redskins, whatever it is.
Commander seems worse than Redskins.
It's
somehow.
Worse. Commander seems like they own the Redskins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you know they're changing the name back?
Really?
To the Redskins?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they are. I think in a couple, in maybe like a year. They're changing it back. Yeah, because there was like a can you look it up, Jack?
Dude, they just looked at cancel culture
like
and they're
massive
like.
Massive petition. Massive. And all the Native Americans are like, this was like.
He was a real guy.
Well, yeah, there's like, yeah. This is an incredible positive representation of our culture and it has like power and there's warrior in it and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah,
great.
It's great. And this is secondhand information from my cousins that live in like live in DC. So I don't know how wrong they are, but I don't know why. Dude, they felt like make this
nine
up.
Name changes at once.
Yeah.
It was like when Snoop was like, I'm Snoop Lion. You're like, all right.
Who? Snoop Lion? Lion's Maid?
Dude, Diddy had a fuck ton of names.
You know what his name is now? Bitch.
Oh my God, dude.
What do you think Diddy's doing right now?
I think he's like sitting in a chair rocking gently. Being like, please no.
Yeah, I mean, is,
I don't know, man. He might, because like Jay-Z just got.
Dude, I fucking saw
it. I didn't really dig into it. I want to see what's going on with that, but.
Yeah, so there's some allegations or whatever. But I feel like the internet was like waiting for that. There were so many posts about it.
Everybody who's close to him is probably a little nervous.
Yeah. Well, he got, Jay-Z got crazy silent, and that's why there's so many like, yeah, there's so many, like, you know, there wasn't like official allegations, but now there's like official allegation. I didn't read anything. We can't comment because we have no idea what's happening, but like.
Yeah, man.
Oh, but it is.
That's crazy. What?
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, it's very, very bad. Very, yeah. Bad.
Dude, imagine he's in jail and just has a photo of Beyonce on his wall. Everyone's like, man, I love her music. Like, man, that's my wife.
Yeah. You love her music. I love her cootie. Same thing. Can you look up the Redskin, please? Jack? But yeah, East Coast thing, ride or die sports.
Is there more teams on that side of the U.S.?
Yeah.
Jack, do you know how many football teams there are? Is it 32?
I think it is 32, yeah.
That seems like a lot.
It's so funny to me that some states just don't have a football team. I think there should be, what is it, 51 states? 52? I think every
I'm being serious, there's only 50, but I had to think for a second.
50?
Apparently they're talking about buying Canada.
Who?
Buying Canada?
For what?
For $12?
Yeah.
Those fucking healthcare idiots. Fucking. Just kidding, announcing Vancouver soon. I think every state should just have a football team. I don't know if that would make things so much more territorial and worse, but I think that would just be funny. It's like, oh man, who's California playing today? They're playing Montana. Fuck Montana.
Bro, you know what I think they should do? I think every state should have a football team based on the state's GDP. That's what I think. And California would fucking kill everybody. Montana would have 9 people, no football pads. Just getting crushed.
The old photos of football players is awesome.
Leather helmets.
Leather helmets with one bar over the mouth that look like headgear.
That's Jack's great-great-great-grandfather.
That was him last night. Running drills with his bunk bed.
Dude.
It's so funny how they do that, and then now they're so decked out and protected. But I guess if everyone's more athletic and faster, the injuries would be harder. I want to watch old football tapes. Were they just like prancing around the field like soft tackle?
Trash. Trash. They were all white and trash.
And they didn't throw the ball, I think, until like 1960.
What the fuck?
The first guy who threw the ball, they're like, oh, fuck. We should have done it the whole time.
Dude, imagine being a wide receiver in 1958. You're like, so I'm just here?
So I'm just blocking?
I'm just running slants.
The fuck? What the hell am I receiving?
And it's funny. It was literally me when I played football that one year. I couldn't do anything. They're like, be a wide receiver. And then we had the best running back in the league. So they would just run it every play.
What would you do?
I saw that guy. I would run routes, but nobody would guard me. And they threw me the ball once, and I got
bro,
scared.
Bro, no one would guard you. It's so funny.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Running like a post and just nothing.
I think it was running out of bounds for most of it. Yeah. The fuck was I saying?
What number were you?
30. 36. Hey, 36.
Hey. Oh, 36 is a good number. That's actually a running back number. But
yeah.
What the hell was I going to... We're talking about football. I wanted to ask Jack a question. Oh, Jack, how does the league feel about the players that wear those non-CTE caps?
Oh, so my friend works for the Jets, and he says they wear them, so if they do get concussed, they're allowed to come back quicker.
Mm.
So they kind of do it. It looks beta, but it's actually an alpha move.
Wow. But how come no one wears them? It's like two players on every team.
Yeah, those are the guys that lead with their head, and they don't care.
For real?
Yeah. So, like, I'm not coming out the game, so I'll just wear this. I'll look stupid, but I'm a get that CTE quick.
God damn, dude.
And it's just a little bit of extra padding on there?
Yeah, yeah. It's like everyone knows that it doesn't work, like, through the league, but, yeah, it just helps them with, like, some bullshit with the doctors.
Wow.
Being a doctor is so much pressure. What do you think, doctor? Easy. I don't fucking know, dude.
You think it's easy?
I'm literally on cocaine right now.
I do think it's easy.
It's not.
I think you just got to remember a couple things, go to school for a little bit, and then you're solid.
Bro, my doctor When I asked the question, he looked that shit up on the internet. I was like, bitch, what is happening?
That feels illegal. I would rather them leave the room, Google it, and then come back and be like, I just talked to a practitioner.
Yeah.
You have AIDS.
Who's a practitioner? Michael Jackson? I meant to say Magic Johnson. I'm hammered.
You can edit it in.
Say it right now.
We're going to leave all this in, but for a clip, you can say
it. Yeah, I got it. What was it? Oh. Well, maybe I hit my head. Who's a practitioner? Magic Johnson?
That's good, man.
That's good.
Should have said Michael Jackson.
I should have. Where's he at?
So he just held his baby over the edge?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't his baby.
Whose baby was it?
It wasn't his.
Wasn't the baby's name Blanket?
Yeah. Yeah, you think it was his baby? My boy.
Wait.
He ain't fucking cootie.
Wait, so whose kid is it?
It's fucking blah, 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 Presti's. Presti's. What's her name? Priscilla Elvis's bitch.
I'm so lost.
Elvis's daughter.
Why'd she have a kid?
With Magic Johnson.
Wait, Michael Jackson had a kid with Elvis's daughter?
Yeah.
Can that be?
It is.
It's still alive?
Just, who?
The baby.
It's called Blanket.
You ever seen Paris?
Oh, I know her.
Am I fucking this up? Who's Paris?
I met her at Coachella.
Paris Jackson? Paris Jackson?
That's her? More of the story, he was holding a baby over the edge.
Yeah.
Which is so terrible, but also
it's so funny. He didn't go to jail.
Michael Jackson! Wait, no!
Yeah, I mean, he didn't go to jail, but Diddy went to jail for doing the same thing.
Well, Paris Jackson is the daughter of Michael Jackson and Debbie Rowe.
Oh, shit. Am I wrong on this?
Debbie Rowe is. But, yeah, he has another child.
Do you think... Why was he holding the baby over? It'd be like, oh, it's shit. Now what?
I think he like... If you watch the video, he likes doing it as, like, a joke.
It's a good bit.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's obviously a terrible bit, but...
Goddamn.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Goddamn. What are you going to name your baby?
Oh, man. Turkish.
Turkish? Turkish Wallace?
Turkish Wallace.
It's hard to say.
It's fun because that way if a cop's like, are you drunk? Like, no, it's just my name. Turkish Wallace.
Oh, that's actually really funny.
What are you going to name your kid?
Duct tape.
Honestly... Dude, when we go to Knoxville, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody came up to us like, what up? I'm duct tape.
duct tape blouse sign is the fucking worst name in the world.
DTB, duct tape blouse sign.
Dude, duck is a pretty sick nickname, though.
Ducky?
Duck, goose?
Holy shit.
So that kid, Blanket, they don't know the mom.
They didn't take the motherfucker on Mari once.
That's crazy.
Have they ever heard of 23andMe? What do you mean you don't know the mom?
Take him to Bed Bath & Beyond.
They don't know the mom.
No.
Motherfucker.
What?
Michael Jackson fucked a duvet and got Blanket.
But wouldn't you want to know
the mom? I thought we'd get more laughs on that, honestly.
What?
I thought that doesn't matter. But hold on. So he just had a baby?
Him?
Yes.
You think the mom would want to like be like, that's mine, and like claim Michael's wealth.
I mean, the kid might have been made in a petri dish, dude. Maybe all the kids were.
That must have been a crazy time to be alive. He's like, slowly his skin is just changing every song he drops.
Yeah.
But it's still fire, and you're like, all right.
If that was social media today, like, it would have been a story every, like, five.
It was a story every 8 seconds. Dude, I don't think we understand, like, we think like Beyonce and Jay-Z and fucking Billie Eilish are famous. They are 1/5 the amount of fame that Michael Jackson had, and maybe less. He was the most famous person for like 25 straight years in the world.
Yeah, it's gonna get a little weird.
I mean, dude. He started singing when he was like fucking 3 months. Joe Jackson's beating his ass with a blanket just to fucking sing. I mean, it was not good. It was
like,
not good.
Is there a scale on like how big he was at that time? Like the biggest venue he did or his album sales or
bro,
I'm sure way to like put it in perspective. I mean, there has to be.
I mean, think of like Michael Jordan and I think like times it by like 4. Like people,
yeah, 'cause he's global.
Yeah, dude. I mean, Michael Jordan was global too, but like Michael Jackson, everybody knew who Michael Jackson was.
I remember where I was when he died.
I was next to him. I was showing my asshole.
That's how you know somebody's famous is if their death leaves a ricochet in your body.
Where were you?
Hawaii. I was in Hawaii on vacation. And I was in the living room and I was on the TV. My parents were really quiet. I remember where I was when Kobe, the helicopter crash happened. I was in New West, Vancouver, Canada.
Damn. Shout out.
You know what's crazy? I was mid jerk off for both those stories.
You serious?
Yeah. Well, not mid. I'm sorry. Not mid. That's a lie. But post. A complete post. Turn on the TV. I guess that's a lot for a lot of
people. So wait, you came, turned on the TV and found out about the Kobe helicopter?
Bro, you know what's funny? Is what if you found out that you did it? Every time you come, someone famous dies?
Yeah, I
oh
think.
Oh my God. Do not come in this bus.
That's why I haven't. I think it's very bad luck.
Wait.
I used to not do it for basketball.
I used to not do it for sports too.
Yeah.
That one makes sense. Well, how do you feel about that for shows? Do you not nut before shows? I feel like mentally it's got to be better because you're building up testosterone. But sometimes my hand just literally, it's almost like a magnet. It just goes straight to my dick. I'm like, this is on your time, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. It just depends on what my last show was. Like if I didn't jerk off and I had a great show, then I'm like, can't jerk off. But if I jerked off in the green room 9 minutes before my show, I go, well, I guess I have to jerk off 9 minutes before my show to have a good show.
Have you ever jerked off in a comedy club green room?
Never.
Well,
I know. I'm pissed. It was a bad response, but I never have.
About to bust a load and hear a knock on the door. Chicken wings.
Oh, fucking chicken wings.
Should we get some sock talk?
Yeah, let's get a sock talk. This is from Katie Groves. Are you guys going to watch the birth of your future kids?
We're going to watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, from a ring camera. I'll be out of that bitch.
Yeah, I might not watch.
Yeah, you have to. Dude, oh my God. Imagine the first guy to put Subway Surfer underneath his wife's birth canal.
Bro. Fucking 70 million views.
Skibbity toilet underneath your wife's birth. He's crowning. Who, Sonic?
Dude, are you for real going to watch? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to act like I'm going to watch. I'm like, oh, this is so crazy. Michael, take your sunglasses off. I'm not watching. I don't want to. Dude, my kid's going to freak my girl's vagina up from the inside.
It's going to be crazy to see it like that. And then the next day, it's just not back fully normal, but like for the most part.
It's not back fully normal. That shit looks like the fucking flaps at a car wash.
Yeah, how? And how long is it appropriate before you like make a move on your wife who just had a kid?
I think a while, bro.
I don't think you can do it. I think it has to be her.
You can't do it.
You think,
dude? It's like it's like a coach. Like it's like you fucking your ACL up, and your coach is like, "You want to play a game?" Like,
oh yeah,
bitch.
Just rolls a ball towards you.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Trying to hoop.
I can't even feel my knee right now. But like, I'm Alonzo Ball.
But like, we all know what.
trying to give Jack a sports reference, but yeah, no one laughed. Thank you.
But we all know that one friend who would like definitely like I feel like would just do that like the second they got home. Like, man, you must be exhausted. Don't worry, I'll go on top.
Yeah, let me pop them stitches out.
God damn, that first one back's gotta be terrifying.
I can't wait to fuck my pregnant wife.
What?
Sorry, I'm cutting you off. I apologize.
No, yours is better than what I said. You're excited to bang a pregnant wife?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be hot.
Dude, we gotta interview.
Oh
Sam.
Yeah,
Sam is literally
Sam. Yeah, Sam is. Sam's already been on the pod since we've been on this tour.
Yeah,
Sam, you have a pregnant wife, right?
I do.
Have you
the Sam episode to?
Oh,
you get a little sneak peek.
Yeah, sneak peek.
I just kind of want to hear this.
Your wife is pregnant. How many months?
She's 7 months.
And how is
it? Oh wow!
Have you had the intercourse?
I'm gonna be real with you guys. If it's not every day, I'm surprised.
Wow!
Every other day.
Oh right. Pregnant women be horned up,
bro. They don't stop.
No way.
It's all the time.
And what position do you have to do?
Car seat? You're not limited, dude. You can do whatever you want.
Funny.
Wait, what?
He said, what position do you do? Car seat? Have you ever felt a baby jerk?
Your hand? It's actually grippy today.
Oh, my God.
You just slowly feel like a baby mouth around it. You're like, hey! My daughter's gonna be a whore.
Michael, we're having a boy.
You just keep getting better.
Edwin's twins.
Holy fuck.
So, oh, that's.
I'm crying.
Holy shit.
I'm fucking
crying. So.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Sam, thank you so much,
so
man.
So funny.
Holy shit.
But you gotta be thinking about it the first time you insert on a. Not insert. But first time you make love to your like wife who's like showing, you gotta be like, how close are we getting to his house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotta be the first thing. She's gotta stay on top, yeah?
All right, no more questions. Oh, Sam, yeah,
next week. I'm so interested.
But like, also, like, imagine being a baby. That's been your home for like 7 months.
Yeah.
And you've only ever seen
the
top.
You gotta go AET.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, who left the back door open?
Oh, my God. I'm dying.
Oh, fuck. Is he coming in or out? It keeps going in and out.
Oh, you got to set your ring camera off?
Dude, ADT is great. Is this the best episode we've ever recorded?
I mean, I am fucking dying.
Dude, but imagine that. The first time your baby's like, man, who is knocking?
Oh, my God. Oh, I don't remember inviting company over. God damn. That's looks like a dune worm.
That dune worm.
Oh,
that's great.
Holy fuck. Hey guys, audio wise, I'm so sorry I keep hitting the fucking bunk. It's so funny though.
Dude, this is the best episode.
The fact this is not above Joe Rogan is incredible. What was the question?
Are you gonna watch your wife's birth?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
It's funny to pipe your pregnant wife every day and then be like, I don't wanna watch.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in not funny answer, I definitely will.
Yeah, gotta do what she wants. If she's like, get out of the room, all right.
Yeah, it's true.
You're just on standby that day. You have no say.
Dude, you have no say for a long time, I feel like.
Yeah,
and say we're going to ask Sam on the next episode, but I feel like you have
no say. And also, it's like, you know, you're trying to coach her, and she's like, shut the fuck. You're like, just breathe, honey. Shut the fuck up, Steven.
I know.
What do you know about popping a 9-pound baby out of your puss? You work in HR.
Yeah.
You're addicted to Zins and opiates. Just breathe, honey.
Shut the fuck up,
get back on Ryan. You coach, that's your other horse.
You coach fucking T-ball. We don't have a kid yet, you fucking weirdo.
All right, let's do a secret sock and go to bed.
Dude, divorcing your fucking husband while the baby's being born is the funniest thing ever.
Oh, mid-birth?
Yeah, we're done. Oh. We should do a podcast. Hello, I'm Michael.
That's the thumbnail right there.
All right, one more, please, all Jack.
Right. I once shit my pants in class just to make a point to the teacher because she said I could wait. I was 17 taking my SAT.
SAT, more like SHIT. God damn! That's too old to be making a point. 17?
Honestly, bro, my brain works like that. I'd be like, oh yeah, Mrs. Peters? Okay, watch this, you fucking old bitch. Just shit my pants just hard.
But the problem is
hard.
You still have to like sit in it.
Yeah, but if I'm going to sit in it, everyone's going to fucking sit in it.
Dude, that's crazy.
My brain works like that. Like, I'll burn a house down in my brain. So like, if someone tells me that, I'll shit my pants.
That's so funny. The teacher's like, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you're not getting into Duke. Well,
Dookie, baby.
Dookie joke.
It was, but no one got it.
I got it.
Oh, I tagged up a joke that was already written. All right, guys.
Well, this is literally the best episode we've ever done.
Yeah, we got to run back the. This is a great one. We'll do the back of the bus pod. We'll start interviewing the crew.
Guys, Patreon. So sorry. As I always say, man, you guys are the reason this podcast still exists. So thank you so much, tell a friend. And guys, thank you so much for coming out to the tour, man. There's so many Patreon members. It's been so awesome.
So much merch.
Yeah, so much merch. Thank you guys so much for all the love and support. And that is it, man. Till next Wednesday, Friday. We love you guys. I got a big old dick.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.